Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy is the Democrat from Illinois' 8th Congressional District. Welcome back, Congressman.
Hey, thanks, John.
Okay, so a few things that you and I want to talk about, but one of them is, so let me just get this out of the way, what are your political plans? Are you going to, I hate to do that, Congressman, but that's not just chit-chat now, that's serious now that the lieutenant governor has thrown her hat into the ring for Dick Durbin's soon-to-be-vacated seat. Will you be a contender for that as well?
I'm actually going to have an announcement about that in the near future, John. Right now, I'm just super focused on this tariff issue, which my constituents are up in arms about, as well as cuts to Medicaid and a lack of due process with regard to the deportation of certain people. And that's kind of what I'm focused on today.
I understand that, and I'll respect that answer. But those are critical issues. But there is reporting that describes how you have increased your staff with the sorts of team members that you would need if you were going to run for Senate. Am I reading too much into that? I could read you the list of people that you've hired, but I don't want to take that much time. But it really is a sort of on-the-ground committee of people that would help one run for higher office than Congress.
I'm going to have an announcement on that shortly, John, I promise. And you'll be among the first to know.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about due process. What are you talking about there?
Well, I think the worst excesses of the Trump administration here came about when American citizen children ages 2, 4, and 7 were actually deported, and a Trump-appointed judge actually pointed out there was no due process afforded with regard to these deportations. But this kind of it points to a bigger issue, which is I think people are really concerned about are there plans to potentially deport citizens? And Trump actually brought this up in an interview, in a discussion he had with the leader of El Salvador in front of cameras. And, now it's being taken more seriously.
Yeah. The administration says that while there have been maybe some mistakes, and they don't concede much about that, but that, in fact, what they're doing is getting rid of people who are guilty of crimes, and that the war powers that the president has empowers him to do this. What's your read on that?
A 2-year-old? Are you kidding me? A 4-year-old or a 7-year-old? I mean, these folks are citizens. These individuals, the toddler and the baby, are citizens. There has to be due process given to them, plain and simple, and it was not. And I think that this is kind of pointing to a bigger problem with the administration here.
I'm curious, though, if the courts will find that the president does have powers because of this army of terrorists that have come from Argentina. And so as if we were in a war right now, the president has extraordinary powers. That's the lever he's largely using, and I wonder what the courts will say about that.
Look, I think that what they should say is that the Alien Enemies Act, which he has invoked, applies in the case of an invasion by a nation state where the people here are agents of that nation state. And to invoke it in the case of, minor children or others is indefensible.
You've been going on a tour of towns in Illinois, which again would make one wonder what your longer plans are. And you're listening to people's tariff stories. What are you hearing?
Well, just recently we started at Testa Produce in Chicago, and basically they import a lot of their fruits, flowers, and vegetables, John. And essentially, they are being assessed a 10% tax. Those are the tariffs, a 10% tax on the products they buy, and essentially they have to pass it along to the end users. And so people are going to spend at least 10% more for their fruits, flowers, vegetables at the grocery store or at a restaurant. At a soybean farm that I visited, the farmer basically said not only is he paying more for the inputs like fertilizer and so forth that he uses for his crops, he's now facing retaliatory tariffs on the products that he's sending abroad. And so he's getting a double whammy in that instance. a lot of people are up in arms about this. And I think that's in part why we saw the GDP shrink for the first time in the first quarter in a very long time. We're heading for a recession right now.
Do you think that's going to happen, or do you think that that's avoidable?
It's avoidable if we remove the blanket tariffs. It's not avoidable if we stick with the status quo, because what's happening is these small businesses repeatedly said to me that two things they said. One, they feel there's chaos right now. They can't tell exactly what the tariffs are going to be after 90 days or in 180 days. So they don't know what to buy in advance of that. And then secondly, as a consequence, there's uncertainty, and they have to pause hiring and investment. And some are talking about layoffs. So given that, you know, we're absolutely heading for, a recessionary period.
If this was a scheme all along, the idea would be to come in high and then settle lower middle. The president has announced that he's going to relax some of his tariff thoughts about automobiles and trucks, right? That you would pay a tariff to import it, but then we need to relax on the materials that made those so they're not doubly taxed. Are you encouraged at all by some of the softening of the president's harshest plans?
I think that wherever we can provide relief, we should. But I think then you start to ask the question, who is getting the relief? And now in Washington, there's active talk about people like, you know, making donations to the president's campaign fund to take a meeting so that they can get relief. They can get an exemption from the tariffs. And so when you have this type of situation, you're naturally going to start to play favorites, or at least that's the perception. And that's, going to erode trust in the system as well.
I got just a couple of minutes left. I wonder if you would support a 10% tariff, though. Are you completely anti-tariff, or do you think tariffs are necessary, even a good idea, but maybe it's just the amount?
I would say not only is it just the amount, but the type of product. So I'm not against all tariffs. I think certain strategic tariffs that the Biden administration and the first Trump administration imposed, especially on Chinese goods, where they were dumping beneath the even the cost of producing
right.
those goods to destroy their competition, makes sense. So think of aluminum and steel. Think of electric vehicles and solar panels. It makes sense because you want to level the playing field in those products where there's dumping. However, if you do blanket tariffs on everything, including from friends, partners, and allies like Canada, essentially what you're doing is you're doing two bad things at once. You are increasing prices for everyone on everything, which is horrible. And then secondly, you're pushing your friends, partners, and allies away, even at the same time you need their cooperation on creating the international rules of the road for, you know, combating Chinese aggression.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of time today. You and I will talk maybe down the road. Can you give us a heads up as to when that announcement is going to be, Congressman?
Yes, sir. Will do.
No, I'm asking you, can you tell me when you are going to make that announcement?
Near future, my friend. Near future. I promise.
Last question. Governor Pritzker and Tammy Duckworth have both endorsed Juliana Stratton. Is that weighing in on your decision?
No, I respect and admire them, and I think that they are doing a great job. I think the voters ultimately deserve a chance and to weigh in, and so we'll see how the process plays out.
Stay well. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.